From the moment that Marconi's transmission was heard at Signal Hill in St. John's, Newfoundland in 1901, we knew we were in for something magical. This is Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Cold Voice of South Africa from Johannesburg.
Greenwich Mean Time, 8 a.m. South African Time. A very good morning to you from the Voice of South Africa, Radio RSA, calling West Africa on 25790 kilohertz in the 11-meter band, 21535 kilohertz in the 13-meter band, and 17780 kilohertz in the 16-meter band.
big train run. I want to move it down. Baby, 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 want to move it down. Want to keep on moving. Want to keep on moving.
The Doobie Brothers with Long Train Runnin'. Before that, we heard the Royal Guardsmen with Oh yeah, and prior to that, we heard Yes with Long Distance Runaround. We started that set off with the Talking Heads and Radiohead. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio, haunting the high frequencies here at 90.9 FM in New London every Saturday night at 10 p.m. until the witching hour.
This is Bird Note. Many consider ravens among the most intelligent of birds. A story told by Bird Note listener Gary Cummins gives us further reason to believe. When I was deputy superintendent at Grand Canyon National Park, my job had the side benefit of watching ravens working to outsmart everything and everyone in their domain. My wife and I had a Siberian husky named Tasha. Tasha watched carefully over her stash of bones in our fenced yard. When two nearby ravens saw her with a tasty bone, they teamed up on her. One raven landed in the yard, well away from Tasha and the bone. It acted distressed or injured, hopping slowly and seemingly ignoring the dog. Tasha, seeing the distressed raven, went into her wolf-like stalking mode, creeping up on the raven while staying low to the ground. Just as Tasha was ready to pounce, the raven flew up into a tree. At that instant, the second raven swooped in, grabbed the bone in its beak, then flew up and dropped the bone just beyond the fence. Now both ravens took their sweet time picking clean the bone, while Tasha barked, howled, and threw herself against the fence. The thieving ravens acted as if poor Tasha wasn't even there. Thanks, Gary. Good story. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Well, in free radio news this week, WBCQ, the planet, is still broadcasting on shortwave on 5130 kilohertz and 7490 kilohertz, and also at 9330 kilohertz. They are in the middle of a $500,000 fund drive to keep the world's only truly free speech radio shortwave service on the air. Their goals are to repair, replace, and upgrade transmitting equipment, to upgrade all of their antenna systems for higher power, to upgrade their studios and computers, to finish their backup generator, and to create a fund to pay for more free speech alternative programming, and also to provide airtime for persons who cannot afford to purchase airtime, to create a free radio news service for true unbiased news, and to improve their website, streaming, and video services. For more information, you can check out www.wbcq.com. Indeed, back around the year 2001, Seldom Heard Radio was broadcast on WBCQ every week with a 15-minute version by yours truly, DJ Frederick. This is program Seldom Heard Radio number 791. Brand new season of music for you as we stretch toward Seldom Heard Radio number 800. two tracks from releases on the fantastic Independent Project Records label. That was Scenic with Sage from a 7-inch vinyl single, and before that, Half String with Shell Life from their A Fascination with Heights CD. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio.
By the door, he fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store.
Hank Williams was well known for his heartbreak songs, but this one's just a bit different. You're on the Sound Beat.
So she could never answer yes or no.
Kalijah was originally written as a more serious song about two Native American lovers. But collaborating songwriter Fred Rose convinced Williams to rewrite, telling instead the story of two wooden cigar store Indians. Some claim it was a nod to a Native American settlement. Others claim it was a more blatant nod to an actual wooden statue. What we know is this. In August 1952, Hank stayed at a cabin at Lake Martin in Alabama, where he wrote this song and Your Cheatin' Heart. Both were released by MGM in early 1953 and spent a combined 20 weeks on top of the country charts. This episode was written by Emily Procopio, part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. Learn more at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
past. I've cried a million tears for you. There's not a day that I could say, girl, I've been good enough to you. I am ready to admit that I was wrong. I'm sorry I misused the love you gave so long. My world is you. The days are dark and nights are blue. I'm on my knees to beg you, please release me, set my mind at ease. I am ready to admit that I was wrong. Sorry, I misused the love you kiss and love. Unpack your bags, forget the past. Unpack your bags, forget the past.
Seldom heard radio, they'll play seldom heard tune. The place seldom hurt you. The place seldom hurt you.
Sun rooftop,
Hey, this is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to Seldom Heard Radio. It's never the same program once.
I'd like to dedicate this song to little Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's gone on. Like to kind of carry on in his name by saying,